With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. 180 miles off the coast of Central California and 2.5 miles below the ocean's surface is a rare underwater lab run by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. It's one of the world's only long-term monitoring sites at that depth. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The lab is called Station M, from which scientists get a glimpse into the deep unknown.
It's this huge part of our Earth, and yet we've looked at just postage stamp sizes of it.
Chrissy Hufford is a marine biologist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, known as MBARI.
You know, it's crazy to think that the average ocean depth is 4,000 meters, and that's about where we work.
Well, technically, that's where the robotic instruments work, full-time on or near the seafloor. They only come up for annual maintenance, when a crew heads out to sea to check on things. The electrical engineer in charge of directing that maintenance is Alana Sherman.
So you go out there and basically you recover the rover and you have probably 48 hours to change all the batteries, fix anything that's broken, get all the data off of it, reprogram it, and put it back in the ocean. And that's on a moving ship.
An SUV-sized rover roams the seafloor, taking photographs and measurements. There are time-lapse cameras and sediment traps. All of these instruments help scientists better understand the mysteries of the deep sea. Marine ecologist Ken Smith started Station M in 1989. The original goal to study this part of the Pacific Ocean has proven more and more valuable over time, especially with increasing impacts of climate change. Marine biologist Chrissy Hufford says the 80s were a real heyday for launching these types of research projects.
But since then, many of them have either dropped off and new ones haven't necessarily been added at the same rate because funding for them requires a long-term commitment.
Now, 30 years later, scientists from around the world who've done research at Station M just published 16 papers about this ecosystem in the journal Deep Sea Research Part 2. Hufford, a co-author on several of the papers, says a main takeaway is that the deep sea changes in response to what happens on the surface and in the climate. In other words, humans are impacting habitats far below the ocean surface. Inside the MBARI labs in Moss Landing, Hufford analyzes sediment trap samples from Station M. She describes the deep sea floor as an expansive, muddy abyss with slow-moving, squishy creatures.
It's hard to describe sea cucumbers as being charismatic, but they really are.
They and other animals get most of their food from up above, on the ocean surface. The food sinks down in what's called marine snow, dead algae or animal parts like fish scales.
We might see big greenish globs on the seafloor, and that's like, you know, the big salad of the sea.
And one of the ingredients is carbon. Oceans absorb a tremendous amount of carbon dioxide that we have put into the atmosphere. Hufford says in the last 10 years, the amount of marine snow and therefore carbon coming down to Station M has increased dramatically.
So the sea cucumbers go gangbusters and they start reproducing.
It might sound like a good thing, but Hufford says the long-term impacts of this are unknown. For example, when sea cucumbers eat more, they also respire more, releasing carbon dioxide, which can acidify the water and lower oxygen levels. Given how vast the deep sea is, Hufford says undoing any negative impacts is something we can't engineer our way out of, at least not right now.
In general, I think many people know that protecting the ocean means more than just not littering. It means being careful about your carbon footprint.
Scientists plan to continue their research at Station M, exploring what they call surprising changes on the seafloor. Their next trip out to sea to check on the robotic instruments and collect data is set for this October. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.